So a lot going on today on Capitol Hill because confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee, the Colorado-based Federal Appeals Court Judge Neil Gorsuch, are also underway. The Senate Judiciary Committee considering President Trump's choice to join the High Court to take the seat held by Justice Antonin Scalia until his death last year. President Obama's nominee to replace Scalia, Judge Merrick Garland, was denied a hearing by the Republican-led Senate. Today, Committee Chair Republican Senator Chuck Grassley spoke in favor of Judge Gorsuch, citing his writings.
As he explains, quote, to the founders, the legislative and judicial powers were distinct by nature, and their separation was among the most important liberty-protecting devices of the constitutional design.
But the ranking Democrat, Dianne Feinstein, started her opening statement with what happened with the Garland nomination.
I just want to say I am deeply disappointed that it's under these circumstances that we begin our hearings. Merrick Garland was widely regarded as a mainstream moderate nominee.
NPR's Elsa Chang joins us now from Capitol Hill. Elsa, this is going to take days. Today's statements, not questions. But start with the Republicans. We heard Senator Grassley. Tell us more about their arguments for Judge Gorsuch. What are you hearing?
Yeah, so the thesis that Republicans are pushing is here is an eminently qualified, fair, reasonable jurist who will not inject politics into the rule of law. Grassley, whom you've just heard, talked at length about how judges are not free to update the Constitution. It's not their job. It's the job of lawmakers. Judges cannot substitute their policy preferences, he says, for those of the legislative branch. And what Republicans are also spending a lot of time today doing is countering an argument Democrats are making about Gorsuch, that he has often sided with corporate interests at the expense of regular people. Republicans have tried to reframe that accusation as, well, when a judge considers cases fairly under the rule of law, he will come to conclusions that are not popular. Those judges who do their job of getting the law right will sometimes side with the sympathetic person and sometimes they will not.
Oh, and we heard from Senator Feinstein that there's still a lot of anger that President Obama's nominee wasn't even considered at all.
Right.
But what else did she say? Did she talk about what you just alluded to?
Yeah, she absolutely did. She gave quite an outline of the several concerns she has with Judge Gorsuch. First, again, she talks about how he favors corporations too heavily, in her opinion. She talked about a case that many Democrats will be bringing up during this hearing about a trucker who was fired after he left his trailer behind when he was stranded in sub-freezing temperatures. The Tenth Circuit found his firing to be a violation of federal law, but Gorsuch dissented and sided with the employer. Feinstein also talks about her concerns with Gorsuch's skepticism towards what's known as Chevron deference. That's a phrase you'll be hearing a lot this week. It's a doctrine that instructs courts to defer to federal agencies when it comes to interpreting the law. Feinstein says she's concerned Gorsuch will be too hostile to environmental regulations, and she believes that there's a great deal of real expertise in agencies that Congress should defer to, whether we're talking about environmental regulations or financial regulatory policy or food safety. Democrats are also very concerned about Gorsuch's positions on women's reproductive rights, although he's never ruled specifically on abortion. They point to other cases and his other writings that suggest he might overturn Roe v. Wade if given a chance.
Look, there are political considerations here. Do Democrats want to be seen as a roadblock? And there are also math considerations. Can they do they really have options to block Judge Gorsuch's nomination? So just touch on those questions for a second.
The short answer to that is really no. You know, Gorsuch will need 60 votes in the Senate to get confirmed, so Republicans will need at least 8 Democrats. There are several Democrats who are up for re-election in states Trump won. So they are facing particularly heavy pressure to let Gorsuch through. And even if Democrats manage it so there are not the requisite 60 votes, you can bet that Republicans in that case will invoke what's called the nuclear option. That is, they will change the Senate rules so it would only take 51 votes instead of 60 to confirm a Supreme Court nominee. So basically, Gorsuch will be confirmed no matter what Democrats do in this particular situation.
Okay. Well, members of the Judiciary Committee will get a chance to start questioning Judge Gorsuch tomorrow. Real quick, any sense of when they might vote?
Chuck Grassley announced that the committee will vote on Gorsuch April 3rd, 2 Mondays from now. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to hold a floor vote on Gorsuch before the Senate's Easter recess, which begins April 8th.
NPR's Elsa Chang on Capitol Hill. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.